Okay, sir.
Easy. Okay?
Okay, sir.
And the stop button is next to that. You stop only when my finish. Otherwise, you will be doing this. Sir. Okay. What are the devatas? 8 lights. Vasu, vasa, light. 8 kinds of lights are there. Okay? Lights, you know, like this light, the light. 8 lights. 11, Rudra. Rudra is from the word Rud, to cry. Rudra, he who stops you from crying. He who saves you from crying. Otherwise you can keep crying. My pencil broke. Remember when you were a kid, my ice cream took away. If somebody takes your ice cream now, will you cry like that? No. After bade ho gaya, right? You have become big. You won't cry for ice cream. But you could cry for something else. So it all depends upon how old we are, how conscious we are of the world, how important we think something is. So crying is very relative. So Rudra is he who stops you from crying. He says, don't cry. Don't cry. I will prevent your loss. You cry when you lose something. So there are 11 forms that he takes. There is that one Rudra. He takes 11 forms. And therefore he is Ekadasha Rudra. For 11 places he stops you from crying. But one place he will not stop. What is that one thing?
Death.
He will not stop death. When the time will come, you will have to go. We will all die one day. But he will prevent premature death. There is something called premature death. When you learn about death, you will see it is possible that you can die before time. And if you die before time, you become a ghost and you walk around like that. You can attend my class free of cost. Right? You are a ghost. So many advantages are there to becoming a ghost. Many advantages. You can attend, you can go anywhere free of cost. You don't have to buy flight ticket in British Airways. It's very costly. Yeah? So just hood ki chal jao. You can go wherever you want, you can come right from the best part, no problem of food, no problem of water. You can go eat whatever you want, it goes inside, it comes out, no problem. No problem of digestion, no need for medicine. So many advantages to become a ghost. So if you die before time, you become ghost. And then when the time comes, the light will take you. Apamrityu, that is called apamrityu, dying before time. He will prevent it. He prevents dying before time. So this is the most important function of the Rudra. Okay? Then, you need many things in life. All the things will be given to you by Aditya. So they are 31. This is how you live. But, there are two things that are very, very important. And that is you. You are defined by Indra and Prajapati. Prajapati is your creator, your father, your mother, your blood, your everything. Everything that goes into creating you is Prajapati. And Indra is why you are born. What you are going to do? Why you want to do this? By doing this, are you going to become happy? Do you think that I have attained something? I have got success? I have achieved? Indra. So you and your goals. This is you and this is your goal. You, your objective. These two are separate from all this. Okay? These are the 33 devas. Now, if I ask Aditya, give me a gold coin, Aditya will give me. Aditya will say, Guruji, I don't have the money. Let me get the money, then I'll get you gold coin. I'll say, what sort of Aditya this is? He's supposed to have everything. He's supposed to give me when I ask, but he's not giving me. So then I will pray for him. Right? I need to know the mantras to pray. What are the mantras to pray? I only know the, at this stage, only Tattva mantras. Okay? So we need to know the names by which we can pray to him.
So for Mesha Rashi, is Dhata. And the mantra is Dhatri. Okay, the Sanskrit. Dhatri.
Aryama.
Then Mitra. Then
Varuna.
Then Indra. Indra is also the name of an Aditya as well as a separate god. This Indra and the Indra over here with Prajapati are different. Okay? Be careful. This is Indra Aditya. Then Vivasvan. He is the father of Yama, the god of death. Then we have anybody? Parjanya Kacharya. Kacharya Parjanya? No, no, leave
him. You will do a mistake again, right?
No, senior over here.
Pushan. Parjanya. The giver of rainfall. If you are not having rainfall and you are in Dubai, you can worship Parjanya, he can give rainfall. Then, Amsha. Amsha means portion. He divides the portions. Like inheritance. Inheritance from father. He divides who will get how much. Amsha Aditya does that. Then, Bhaga, the giver of good fortune. Then, Tvastra. Then, Vishnu. Among all these Adityas, he is the best. He is the greatest giver. In the year PJC 2B, I will teach you why he is the best. Mathematically we will derive. No guesswork. Everything is mathematics for us. So we have to do Om, then I will tell you how to say this, then Nama. Okay? I will first say, you will listen, and then you will say it. Om Dhatre Nama.
Om Dhatre Nama.
Now write it. So if you want anything from Aries, from the sign Aries, you have to say this mantra. Right? Let us say, for me, education is in Aries. I have to pray Om Dhatre Nama. Then I get education. For you, wife may be in Aries. Then you have to say Om Dhatre Nama. Then he give you a good wife. Interesting, huh?
Interesting.
Because now we know. See, in the beginning itself, we are making our relationship with God very clear. Day one, I need to be very clear whom to ask. I want a promotion. I cannot go and ask my wife. She will give me jhadu. She'll give me a broom, you know. Promotion, go talk to your boss. Why are you talking to me? Whom to ask? This is very important. Next one, Taurus. Om Aryamane Nama.
Om Aryamane Nama.
Now write it down.
Sir, pronounce it.
Aap beech mein bole na. If you had allowed me to say it, fifth aap sunti. Everybody else heard.
Try karo, ho jayega.
Ho jayega, Ritu, don't worry. Next one. Om Mitraya Nama.
Om Mitraya Nama.
Write it down. Om Varunaya Nama.
Om Varunaya Nama.
Om Indraya Nama.
Om Indraya Nama.
Om Vivasvate Nama.
Om Vivasvate Nama.
Om Pushanaya Nama.
Om Pushanaya Nama.
Om Parjanyaya Nama.
Om Parjanyaya Nama.
Om Amshu Mate Nama.
Om Amshumate Nama.
Om Bhagaya Nama.
Om Bhagaya Nama.
Vishnave Namah.
Om Vishnave Namah.
Now write it down. Can I write down Twashtre? Why can't you write down? Must be fine. Don't worry. You heard me, no?
You have to learn to hear and write the sound.
The Hindu system is about hearing and writing. You have to learn to trust your ears. Okay?
The resources in his Adityas cannot get exhausted.
No. Inexhaustible resources. The petroleum is not finishing in the planet. Don't worry. By the time that finishes, there will be another resource. And by the time that other resource finishes, there will be another resource. But don't worry so much. It's his responsibility to take care of how the solar energy is going to be generated. Interesting. Huh? And who will handle it? Who will get a portion? And simply because you have petroleum doesn't mean you have all the wealth in the planet. If that be so, then Saudi Arabia would be the richest nation in the world. It is not. Again, I'll say, then you will say. Om Dhatre Namah.
Om Dhatre Namah.
Om Aryamane Namah.
Om Aryamane Namah.
Om Mitraya Namah.
Om Mitraya Namah.
Om Varunaya Namah.
Om Varunaya Namah.
Om Indraya Namah.
Om Indraya Namah.
Om Vivasvate Namah.
Om Vivasvate Namah.
Om Pushanaya Namah.
Om Pushanaya Namah.
Om Parjanyaya Namah.
Om Parjanyaya Namah.
Om Amshumate Namah.
Om Amshumate Namah.
Om Bhagaya Namah.
Om Bhagaya Namah.
Om Twashtre Namah.
Om Twashtre Namah.
Om Vishnave Namah.
Om Vishnave Namah.
It is not Vishna, Vishna.
Vishna.
Vishna. Vishna.
Vishna.
Vishna.
Vishvane
Namah.
Vishvane Namah.
Vishvane
Namah.
Vishvane.
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 Vishvane. Vishvane.
Vishvane.
Vishvane.
Vishvane.
Vishvane.
Vishvane.
Vishvane.
Vishvane. Vishvane. Vishnave has vanished. What are who? What are you doing? Ana! Listen to me. Again, listen attentively. Vishnave.
Vishnave.
Vishnave. Not Vishnave. Vishnave is who? Wrong. We don't know who he is. It's Vishnave.
Vishnave.
From Vishnu. From Vishnu we have Vishnave. Yeah.
Vishnave.
Good, good. You practice more. You are very close. Practice, practice. Today you will all practice. You have to say the name correctly. Okay? Otherwise I don't know who you are worshipping. He is not listening. If you don't call his name properly, he will feel insulted. Remember that? Don't insult him. If you insult him, he'll just turn his face. Oh, Sanjay is a bad teacher. He punishes us so.
He forces him.
Okay? So now you know. This is, each of these are like kings. I go to Parjanya, I want to rainfall. Om Parjanya, please give me rainfall.
Parjanya looks at you.
Who is this fellow? Who is this? Take him off. Now, I pray, but he is not giving. What do? I have to go to him who can make him give. Don't you think that's important? Who can tell him? No, no. Because he cannot break the law of dharma. The law of dharma says that if you have to be punished or denied something, he cannot break the law. He is the son. The son is the government. If the government is going to break the law, then who is going to follow the law?
I'll be very clear.
The government does not break laws. You have sinned, you are being punished, and therefore you cannot be given.
I want my wife, please, I'm alone.
No. Shani is in your son. You caused sorrow to your wife in your last life, therefore you will not be given.
You will say that? What do I do? Who do I go to?
Now, there are two devatas I can go to. One I can go to, who has the power to tell him, look, I have forgiven him, give it to him. Right? Second one will say, either you give it to him, or I will be forced to take away your powers and change your... So one is the request form, the other one is the punishing form. Either you do it or you get punished.
Now,
look at the approach. Am I looking something for my body? Or am I for something which is outside the body? When I say skin, that which is inside the skin is me. That is what I understand. Huh? The spectacles, is it inside my skin? It is outside the skin. So, this. If I am to eat food, it is to go inside the skin or outside?
Inside.
Inside the skin. So, the boundary, which is the boundary?
Skin.
The skin is your boundary. Everything inside the skin is you. It is your space. You occupy space, right? That is your space. So, everything inside the skin is what is sustaining me. I am sustained by things which are inside the skin, not outside. Just because there is water out here doesn't mean that my thirst is gone. If I am thirsty, this water has to come inside my skin. Then my thirst will go. Did you understand the point here? That which is inside the skin can be given by Shiva. That which is outside the skin can be given by Vishnu. That is the way Shaivites look at it. Vaishnavas will say, no, no. That which is inside the skin is Vishnu and that which is outside the skin is Shiva. Okay? So there are two ways of looking at it.
Vaishnava way,
Vishnu is inside, Shiva is outside. Shaiva, Shiva is inside, so Vishnu has to be outside. Simple.
Is it so difficult?
Very simple. My God is inside me. Okay? Everybody knows that. Where is God? Is he outside or is he inside? He's inside. So if you believe in Vishnu, then Vishnu must be inside. Then who is outside? Shiva.
If, let us say, you are Shaiva
and you believe in Shiva, so Shiva is inside, then who is outside? Vishnu.
Simple. As a Jyotishi, you should be open to both.
Because somebody who is coming to you could be a Vaishnava, could be a Shaiva. But we need to have 12 names of Vishnu for healing and all other things. You know, these 12 houses, there are 12 names of Vishnu. And there are 12 names of Shiva. Now I am getting tired. I need an assistant to help me to write.
Who will be my writing assistant?
Who has got good handwriting? Very good handwriting.
The thing is, I'm too short to write that fast.
I didn't ask you.
She wanted you to write, you wanted to do, you all talked, you all decided.
Okay, who is tall enough to write then? Yeva Parama. Here are the 12 names of Vishnu. Make the chart and write the 12 names. And then somebody else, from this side, from the boy's side, I got Vishnu names. So from the girl's side, I got Shiva names.
You write the Shiva names.
So this is going in order from Mesha.
Mesha, exactly.
Like this, we have names for Ganapati also.
We have for everything.
We Indians have got very fertile minds.
For everything. But these two are critical. You must know this.
Okay.
Adityas you have to know.
Okay. And Vishnu and Shiva.
Padmanabha. Padani. Padmanabha.
He's writing very small, no?
He'll say Rikvamba next time. Now you say the names. Keshava.
Keshava.
Narayana.
Narayana.
Madhava.
Madhava.
Govinda.
Govinda.
Vishnu.
Vishnu.
Madhusudana.
Madhusudana.
Purushottama.
Purushottama.
Vamana.
Vamana.
Shridhara.
Shridhara.
Rishikesha.
Rishikesha.
Padmanabha.
Padmanabha.
Damodara.
Damodara.
So what are the mantras?
Om Keshavaya Nama.
Om Keshavaya Nama.
Om Narayanaya Nama.
Om Narayanaya Nama.
Om Madhavaya Nama.
Om Madhavaya Nama.
Om Govindaya Nama.
Om Govindaya Nama.
Om Vishnave Nama.
Om Vishnave Nama.
Om Madhusudanaya Nama.
Om Madhusudanaya Nama.
Om Purushottamaya Nama.
Om Purushottamaya Nama.
Om Vamanaya Nama.
Om Vamanaya Nama.
Om Shridharaya Nama.
Om Shridharaya Nama.
Om Rishikeshaya Nama.
Om Rishikeshaya Nama.
Om Padmanabhaya Nama.
Om Padmanabhaya Nama.
Om Damodaraya Nama.
Om Damodaraya Nama.
Now write down the mantras. Write down the mantras. Otherwise you'll forget the mantras.
Achamana
is only three. 24
names first,
three
times.
You just stick to the
rest. Now, Shiva.
This is right big.
Of Shiva.
The 12 names of Shiva associated with the 12 Rashis
from Mesha to Meena Rashi.
Vrishabha, bull, dvaja. Dvaja means flag. Bull flag.
You cannot translate mantras.
Vrishabha.
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 Bha, B. This is B.
Vrishabha.
B.
Kruti Vasa. Kruti Vasa.
Kruti Vasa.
I know she was in such difficult.
Kruti Vasa, but you have to learn it. Kruti Vasa.
Vrishabhad Bhaja. Kruti Vasa.
Kama. Kama Anga Nasha.
Kama Anga Nasha.
Kama is desire, anga body, nasha destroy. Destroy the body of desire.
Sixth house. See that?
See the names. You will understand.
Deva Devesha.
Seventh one. Eighth one is Shri Kantha.
Kantha, throat. Shri Kantha.
Another name, Neela Kantha. Have you heard that name, Neela Kantha? Shri Kantha, Neela Kantha. That is from Scorpio.
The throat is in Scorpio.
Taurus
mein ka kisne bola?
Maine kaha pehle to Taurus mein samajh rahe
the. Chalo, jab time hoga I will teach you why it is there.
If I have the time. Let me see. For every of these there is a story behind it. And we learn the story and then we understand why it is there.
But I do not have the time for that because we are in a very, very
tight. Parvati Pati.
Parvati
Pati. Parvati Pati. Rudra and Shiva.
Okay.
Thank you. Now shall I tell each mantra? You try with me. Om Mahadevaya Namah.
Om Mahadevaya Namah.
Om Maheshwaraya Namah.
Om Maheshwaraya Namah.
Om Shankaraya Namah.
Om Shankaraya Namah.
Om Vrishabhadvajaya Namah.
Om Vrishabhadvajaya Namah.
Om Krutivasaya Namah.
Om Krutivasaya Namah.
Om Kama Anga Nash Kama Anga Nasha Nashaya Namah.
Om Kama Anga Nashaya Namah.
Kama Anga Nasha.
Kama. Break this into three parts.
Kama Anga
Nasha.
This is N. Nasha. Kama Anga Nasha. Nasha means to destroy. Anga means body. Kama is the god of love or
desire.
Kama Anga Nashaya Namah. Then again here, Deva Deveshaya Namah.
Deva Deveshaya Namah.
Shri Kanthaya Namah.
Shri Kanthaya Namah.
Om Ishwaraya Namah.
Om Ishwaraya Namah.
Om Parvati Pataye Namah.
Om Parvati Pataye Namah.
Om Rudraya Namah.
Om Rudraya Namah.
Om Shivaya Namah.
Om Shivaya Namah.
Good. Now you have the
12 Tattva Mantras of Shiva. 12 Tattva Mantras of Shiva. Just as you had the 12 Tattva Mantras of Vishnu or Krishna. Actually, they are Krishna names.
Because he is the avatar of this yuga, so you have to use his names.
Okay, are we being very clear? You can use any of these names for whatever purpose you like to get results from the Rashi. Now, this we have learned.
Do we need to first ask Aditya in case it is not coming? Either approach Vishnu or Krishna.
Nowadays people don't even have time to ask Aditya. They go directly. If it's direct connection, either of them don't have time.
If you know the Prime Minister, there is no need to go to Home Minister. Choice is yours.
Nowadays people go straight to Prime Minister. Poor chap is always involved.
You can make a choice depending upon your upasana. My advice, first go to Aditya. You will get what is due to you. That is the correct thing. proper path. Now, what is the proper process? First go to Aditya. It did not work. Then go to Shiva. Look, this Aditya is not giving me. Father, no, you have complained to the father, this fellow is not doing the job. He doesn't listen. Then go to Narayan, destroy this fellow. Check this fellow out. He's not giving me my wife. Then you know Narayan will do some magic. And something will happen. And suddenly one wife will appear for you. Because the biggest problem is that only. Is there any other major problem in life? No. There is only one major problem. The seventh house. The exit house. So sometime I will talk to you. What is Lakshmi? Seventh house is Maraka. Seventh house is Lakshmi. So Lakshmi is Maraka. No, that is what most of people think, no?
Why? Seventh house is wife. Seventh house is killer, beater. Maraka means beater. So wife is beater. What is this attitude? Something is wrong. Something is wrong in our understanding. I will teach you Lakshmi properly. Don't worry.
The fundamentals have to be right. If the fundamentals are not right, the whole concept of marriage and everything is wrong. God knows what you are looking. You look at 7th house of marriage, I look at 12th house of marriage. See, your Jyotish and my Jyotish is totally different. I never look at 7th house. See, very interesting, huh?
Guruji, sorry, can I ask a question? What if your desire, if you pray to Aditya or Vishnu or Shiva, but your underlying desire is fueled by greed? So it's actually your intention.
Yeah, if it is by greed, then try to understand. Aditya is not going to give it to you.
It won't work.
It won't, because in the first place it was not there. If it is there, he'll give it to you.
Okay.
If it is not, see, he sees. Look at the books. Okay, he has bank balance. Give it to him. What is right, he will do. Okay. He always does what is right. Then you go to Shiva. Let's say you don't get it. Then you go to Shiva. Oh, please, 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 Mahadev, give it to me. You are the great one. You are very kind. You are my father. Like typical fathers, you know, fathers have a weakness. But you go to Narayan and your thing is by greed. He knows.
You can forget it. You will never get it.
If the desire is of a lower guna, Narayan will not give it. He will. If the purpose is good, he will give it. So you must be very clear in your approach. Shiva will give to everybody. All the demons, they run to Shiva. Why? Because they know he is the kind Lord. He does not differentiate. He doesn't care whether we are foreigner, Indian, Brahmin, this, that. Everybody is equal. He is the father of all. A father cannot differentiate. Fathers can never differentiate. If he is a true father, he cannot. He will give to everybody. But Narayan will be sure he will not do wrong. So that's why they say worshipping Narayan will ensure that at least you don't end up doing more harm. So it is good to do all three in the correct process.
Guruji, one more question. The physical sun, what we see from our eyes, Can that be can that sun also be called an Aditya? The sun which is outside, I mean, the planet sun.
These are Adityas, Rashis.
Rashis.
How are the sun? They are not the sun.
Okay.
Who told you they are the sun?
The physical sun is, the planet sun is different from Adityas.
Planet is a planet. The sun is not a planet. It's a lunar event. So, shall we talk in Sanskrit language so that I can understand your question?
I want to know if that is, because they call the sun also an Aditya. The other name of sun is also Aditya. The Aditya.
Sun is Aditya or Surya is Aditya?
Surya.
Surya is Aditya.
Surya.
Now, do you have the name Surya over here? Show me the name of Surya over here. Where is the name of Surya?
Surya.
Now, where did you assume it? Have I taught it? No. So, you see, the problem is you got whatever you have learnt in the past, you got to throw it out. Unless you throw it out, this permanent confusion will be there. Wherever you use the word Surya, why did you assume it is Surya? I didn't say it is Surya. I just said that it is the source of energy. These are sources of energy. The petrol that comes out from under the ground, is that Surya?
Does your vehicle not run in the gas?
Yes.
You put gas in the car. It comes from under the ground. It's an Aditya, that I know. But is it Surya? Is it the same light that I get from the sun? There is something different, right? Both are energy. That is solar energy and this is petrol energy. This is energy sources.
Everything comes from energy. This is energy, that's all. Unless we have a concept, right, will go wrong. Everything comes from energy. Everything requires energy. To blindly say that this is Surya is different. We can say that sun is the ultimate source of all energy. We can say that. Science says that. All energy, ultimate source is the sun. Therefore, in some way, all this energy has come from the sun. We can say that. But we cannot say that this and that is the same. I cannot take my car. Can you take your car in the sun and let's open up the bonnet and wait for the sunlight to fall and close it and drive? You think the car will drive? It won't. The car requires a very specific kind of fuel to drive. And that fuel comes from the sign Capricorn. Get the point? Interesting, huh? You got to be very clear what kind of energy am I asking for. This is energy. We need to be very... You can use one form of energy for a certain thing. You cannot use it for something else. For example, this is energy for food. I cannot drink petrol and say that, oh, I had a good lunch. Can I say that? You understand the difference? Each is a different form of energy which we will use as we need it. You need food, ask Aryaman. Aryaman will tell you what food you should have today. This is energy for communication, for talking. Mitra gives you that energy for communication. Every kind of communication. I cannot put a bucket of gas, petrol over here and say, now run the internet. It won't run. I need electricity and wires. I need the Wi-Fi on. Just with the gas, I cannot run it. So everything is a piece of energy. Different kinds of energy.
So Surya is a Vasu. It's an energy source. It's because of Surya that all the resources are being created.
Nakshatra is also Vasu.
Then what will I do?
Right now at this stage, I am learning to differentiate between one source of energy and another. Please learn to do that. If I ask you a question right now, water energy comes from which of them? Can you answer? Water energy.
Water energy. It's because of sun, the...
Tell me which Aditya.
Varuna.
Correct. Why do I have to shout? See, everything works. Beautifully too. Do I always have to do this? Good. I want you to think which energy is where. And do not confuse me with your nonsense that you have read.
When the time comes, you will see everything will fall in place. Beautiful information.
You will be clear. Right now, these are the sources of energy. If the energy is not flowing, I need the knowledge of how to make it flow. The knowledge for how to make it flow comes from Shiva. These are the forms of knowledge. Shiva is Jnana Rupa. Shiva will tell me how I will get that energy. And then, I still cannot do it. I need friends who will help me to make it happen. Narayan will get with the friends to make it happen. Am I clear?
There is something I need. That thing requires energy. I can't. The energy is not coming easily. I need to understand. I go to Shiva. He tells me, because he understands everything. He has all knowledge. He tells me how to get that energy and how to go about it. I go to Narayan. He helps me to get it. Easy. I have a very clear-cut method of remedy for all the 12 signs.
Are we very clear on this? I am not confusing with this sun and that sun and this energy and that. I have three. One is the source of energy. Two, the knowledge of that energy. And three, he who will tell me, who will help me to get it. A friend, a co-worker, a partner, somebody, something who will help me to get there. Okay? Three. We do not know any of the devatas. Where have you even talked about the devatas? We have not. We have only talked of some mantras, some protective mantras. Where are the devatas? I have not talked about them. I just told you about 12 Adityas, sources of energy. And 11 Rudras I mentioned. When have we talked about them? Where is Vishnu? Vishnu, Shiva, you know, you have heard, so I am using the words. And I made it very clear. Shiva is Jnana Rupa. He is pure knowledge. Unadulterated. His only knowledge. Always think of Shiva as pure knowledge. Of white color. Pure light is always white. If somebody gives you a beautiful painting of Shiva, blue colored painting, you know what to do with that? Take it and throw it in the bin pan. Because that's not Shiva. Shiva has to be white. He cannot be any other color. Okay, because knowledge cannot be colored. The moment knowledge is colored, you are in trouble. You are biased. Right? Clear. That is why Shiva is white. He must always be white. Only his throat is blue. Nothing else. That's why it's Pani Elephanta. We'll come to that part later.
So Aditya Givas, Rudras protect, what Vasu do?
Vasu is the light. We are like insects. We need light to guide us. So what does Vasu do? Vasu guides us. And there are 8 Vasus because there are 8 plane directions. East, west, north, south, and 4 middle directions. So we need 8 Vasus for the 8 directions. Okay? And these 8 directions are applicable in everything. So Vasus are showing us the directions, they are the guide. They are the guides, these are the protectors, and these are the givers. And this is me, and this is my goal. Clear?
The thing is, they call, for Surya Bhagavan also they call the name of.
Please! One second you open your mouth, you're out of the class. And it's going to be a holiday for you. You cannot disturb the rest of the class. Am I clear?
Yes.
Astavasava, Dvadasa Aditya, Ekadasha Rudra and one Indra. And you add Prajapati to that to get the 33 Devatas. Prajapati is Om. From Om comes Prajapati. Prajapati is Om. With the power of Om he is creating. So you are created from Om. Who is the creator? Om. And why are you created? That is my question. Why were you created for this planet? What do you think? Is it sin? Were you created from sin?
That's what we think.
Well, that is what we were told. Everybody told that we were sinners and we must have done some sin to be created over here so that we have to suffer the sin. And therefore, Prajapati is the one who takes that sin into account and creates us in a certain form. You could be a tiger, a lion, a human, or whatever form. The form is created, given by Prajapati. Okay. The word Prajapati, Pati is the lord of the Praja, the creatures. Normally they say that this Prajapati are the Saptarishi, the 7 rishis. But the total job of creation were given to 10 of them. So please make a note that you have to study the Manasaputra. Manasa means mind born, Manasaputra of Brahma. Because these Manasaputra were given the job of creation. And you need to know who these are. Who are these Manasaputras? Why are they creating? What is this Gotra? All these things you need to learn and understand. This is very important. Because unless you know who created you, how will you find out why you were created? Because you need to go to Him who created you to find out why you were created. Only He can tell you, right? If you have made this pen, only you can tell why you made this pen. I think you are the best person who can say that. Don't you think so?
Yes.
Simple. So we go to Prajapati again and again to find out why we were created. Remember, so that gives us knowledge of the past. Prajapati gives us the knowledge of the past. We need knowledge of the past. Without the knowledge of the past, what knowledge of the future are you going to say? Without the past, there can be no future. So Prajapati gives us the knowledge of the past. Then we have an Indra, the goal where we are going. So the knowledge of the future will come from Indra. The knowledge of the past and comes from Prajapati. The knowledge of the future will come from Indra. So can I say that Prajapati, if I have a chart and there is a Lagna which symbolizes my moment of birth, the Lagna will tell me my Prajapati? The Lagna must be associated with my Prajapati because he knows why I am born. He is the one who created me. And where I have to go to, what I have to accomplish, my goal must be in the 10th house. Because the 10th house is the goal, it is Swarga, it is heaven. He who sits in the heaven. What is Lagna? If this is best, right now that is Lagna. That in the east, right now is Lagna. This is the 10th house. That is the 7th house. And the 4th house is below me. You see the point? So since that is the east, that is where the Lagna, that is what is rising, that is Prajapati. That is the Brahma Prajapati. And somewhere in the 10th house sits Indra. He sits in Swarga Loka. This is the path to Swarga Loka. There is a Loka, you know the Lokas, the Sapta Lokas. The path to Swarga Loka is here. And that is in the 10th house. So make a note. The path to Swarga Loka is through the 10th house. And that is where Indra is sitting. So did you see the point over here that I'm trying to make? The point I'm trying to make is the Lagna and the 10th become the most important houses. And based upon that we have two opposite signs. Opposite the ascendant is the descendant. If there is something that is rising, like a seesaw, something is going down, you know, there's a descendant. And we call that the Asta. These two are balancing. And we call that the Lagna and the 7th house. Similarly, if the 10th house is going up, there must be a 4th house which is going down. So these are the four Kendras. And my life is controlled by these four quadrants. The first, 4th, 7th and 10th. These, that is how we have Kendras. And of these, remember, they are always opposing. I cannot, these two, you see, if I stand like this, this is pulling me on one side, this is pulling on the opposite direction. This is pulling me up and this is pulling me down. They are always opposing. The 10th house is always pulling you up. The 4th house is pulling you down. So if I have to sleep, do I have to go up or do I have to go down? I have to go down. I have to go down on my knees and lie down. Right? So therefore sleeping must be associated with the 4th house. Interesting, huh? Sleeping is associated with the 4th house. Why? Because the 4th house is going down. The 4th house is going down. And to sleep, what do I have to do? I have to go down and then lie down completely. Complete down. Flat on the floor. Completely down. That is sleeping. 4th house is sleeping. Now, from the sleeping posture, I have to get up. I get up over here. Sitting posture will come over where? When I'm sleeping, the first thing is get up and sit down. That is over there. And what is opposite to sitting down? Standing up. So standing up is in the first house. Standing up is in the first house. Sitting down is in the seventh house. Sleeping is in the fourth house. What else is left? Walking, that must be in the tenth house. Did you see the derivation? Standing is lagna. Sleeping, fourth house. Sitting, seventh house. Standing up, walking, tenth house. These are postures. Postures are very important. If I have a picture of Narayan sleeping, which house am I in?
Fourth
house. If I have a picture of Rama standing,
first house.
If I have a picture of Hanuman like this, seventh house. And what is this asana, you know? Virasana. Correct answer. I am going to guess. So all the asanas, homework, all the asanas, make a list and put them in 1, 4, 7 or 10. Come on. I would like to know which asana is in which house and which planet. Then after that I will give you the homework. You have to put a planet. Virasana means ready to pounce asana. You are sitting like this. If anybody comes, tuck, you can jump and catch it. Grab. You are sitting. But you are not comfortable posture. You see the posture. Have you seen runners? When they run 100 meters, they are almost in that asana. They are down. About to pounce and run.
In fact, in the army,
lions, tigers, leopards. Yeah. They all use that asana for jumping. It is to do with the seventh house. Why? Seventh house is sitting. Crouching. You are crouching and waiting to jump. Mars in the seventh. Mars in the seventh is Virasana. Sri Ram had Mars in the seventh. Hanuman was in Virasana in his chapter. Very interesting, huh? So I will take your Jyotish to a different level. You see, I will associate the mudras and the yogic postures with your chart.
This is also born, and that's why the
war attacking.
Attacking, yeah.
Attack. Seventh house. So if you put that. So wife is in the seventh house, war is in seventh house.
Kya karega jo fish kaya? Free your lecture at home on this one.
Okay. So we now understand this. We have done the devatas. To some extent, my idea is to open you up to these things, concepts.
Okay, these are important. You know this mantra. Trinetra, Padas, Mantra, prefixes.
This is all you can read. I don't have to go through all this stuff. Now, these are the rules. Please read them. It's easy to read, it's easy to follow. Okay? Anything you don't follow, you can come back to me. I think you should learn pranayama from a good teacher. I don't want to sit and do this over here. Generally, in tradition, you are supposed to teach pranayama. I can't teach that. I am not a good yoga teacher. I tell you a good one. You are a good yoga teacher? No. Anybody in the good knows as a good yoga teacher? You should be good. Right? I thought you were good. Maybe. How about you?
No. I have not practiced.
I was thinking of making you in charge of yoga. Why? What energy I have got? I always pick the wrong person for the wrong job.
Is it a potential?
Or do I force? No? Okay. Because, you see, we have learnt all these things now. The initiation part we are done. Okay, any quick questions on what has been taught? Quick questions so far. Something burning. Burning? Aditya? You guys, here is a small window. Otherwise, I can quickly go to the next slides. Huh?
How to get to know this house is associated with what we are desiring?
How to get to know which house is associated with what
we are desiring? Or which Vishnu or which Shiva? How that we get to know exactly what is it which is associated?
Right, this house has to do with what? Like Lagna has to do with health, second has to do with food, third has to do with other things. You need to know, right?
Something specific. If I want a pen with four colors in it, they are not very easily available. So, should I just go to for any this pen or also four kind of pens? The same house?
So, you want a pen with four colors in it? Writing four colors, four types of ink? With four nibs like that? Or you want four ballpoint in it?
Four ballpoint.
Four ballpoint? That is easy. That is available in my room. You can come and take
it. How did I know that?
Why do you have to do so much? See, because you asked me, I told you.
See, when you don't get from Aditya, you have to ask Narayan, he'll give it to you. By the way, which house is pen?
Third house. And hand? Third house. So your hand is a pen. Right. So then why do you need a pen? You can write with your finger. Come on. What is the difference between the pen and the hand? Where do you hold the pen? Which house do you hold the pen?
Education.
We will give it to houses. You see, she has to teach you grahas, then I will teach you rashis. You don't know. Fingers are in which house? You thought you know. If I ask you a simple question, tell me, which house is your palm in?
Fifth.
Wrong. Sixth. Okay. Seventh, how about seventh? Guess, there are 12. 12 of you are there, you can guess. 1, 2, 4, 5. How do you know? Are you sure of it? Then I'll ask you elbow which house. Then I'll ask you wrist which house. Mar jaoge? Shuru mat karo. Kitne part hai body mein? How many bones are there? Ek bone ko dikhana padega. Easy. Easy. There is a scientific way of learning. You will learn it that way. What you have done till now is, if you had let us not learn from Parashara, you would be 4,000 hands. Thank God some of you have learned from Parashara, third house is hand. All other authors, modern authors, fourth house hand. Completely wrong.
Varahamira is wrong.
Varahamira also made this mistake. You see? Very careful. Jyotish, one wrong step you had it. Okay, so good. Now I have to initiate you into Jyotish Shastra or the Brihat Parashara Hora Shastra. Very wrong. The first shloka of Brihat Parashara. Can you find it? Lila. You are the person who has the faster size. Volume 1, open volume 1, big one. Okay. Please settle quickly. Settle. Athe kada muni shreshtham tri kalagyam parasharam. That is the first line of Brihat Parashara Hora Shastra book. The book, Brihat Parashara Hora Shastra, the first line, Athe kada muni shreshtham tri kalagyam parasharam. And the translation given by everybody is, once upon a time, Maitreya was talking to Parashara and asked the questions, and they skipped the whole thing. Actually, the first shloka, we know that. Those of you who are Sanskrit scholars, know that the first line of every Sanskrit word has to be an invocation. It has to be. It is called Mangalacharana. Sanskrit word cannot open. A Sanskrit classic cannot open without a Mangalacharana.
To Bhagendranath, am I right?
Anybody who has studied classical Sanskrit in any form knows this. It is not possible. Brihat Parashara Hora Shastra, this is the starting line. So can you tell me what is the prayer over here?
Why did we not ask?
We need to ask. This is also a classical Sanskrit word. So it must have a mantra. It must have a prayer. Okay. Artha na aika one. Da. The word Da. Please make a note over here. Da is the biggest secret. Da is called Datta Bija. Datta Bija. Dattatreya. Da is Dattatreya Bija. Datta Bija.
It is a form of Vishnu.
Datta or Dattatreya is a form of Vishnu, of Brahma, Vishnu and Shiva. He has three heads. The Vaishnava claimed him that Dattatreya is the Vishnu avatar. The Shaivas say, no, he is the son of Atri. How can he be Vishnu?
The blood is Shiva.
Atri is Shiva. Everybody knows. Shiva's Gotra. The Gotra of Lord Shiva is Atri. You know that, right? Why is it Atri? Because he had to marry Parvati.
Without Gotra, you cannot marry in the Hindus.
So Lord Shiva had to marry Parvati. So therefore, he took Atri as his father. Therefore, he got the Gotra and Atris belong to the lineage of Shiva. Da, Dattatreya. Da is the hint over here that all the three murti are being worshipped. Aika means one. What is that one sound in which you are worshipping the three murti? Brahma, Vishnu and Shiva.
Oh.
Correct. So the word Atha means now, Aikada is Om. And how do we? The three words, Muni Shreshtham, Tri Kalagyam, Parasharam, these three words have to be in the mantra. Three words have to be. Observe, three. Da is three, three heads. Om is Trimurti, Brahma, Vishnu, Maheshwara. There are three words. Muni Shreshtham, Tri Kalagyam Parasharam. Three names. Three names by which he has to be called. These three have to be added. And then, Prapachopetya, Maitreya. Maitreya is, please have, Maitreya is saying, please have mercy on me, O Lord. Pranipatya, Kritanjali. Now see the word. Krita Anjali. Kritanjali. Normally Kritanjali means folding, obeisances. But the hidden meaning of Kritanjali. Listen to the hidden meaning of Kritanjali. Anjali is offering. Krita is a chanda. Krita is a chanda. The mantra has to be in a certain chandas. So it is in Krita chanda. The highest chanda, the most pure chanda is Krita chanda. Krita, you know Krita Yuga? Krita Yuga, Dwapara Yuga, Trita Yuga and Kali Yuga are the four yugas. So Krita is the highest. Sattva Guna, Satya Yuga. And that Chandas, those who know Mantra Shastra know that Krita Chandas must have 20 syllables. So therefore there is a secret mantra over here which is having exactly 20 syllables. And which flows like the Ganga. Because Ganga flows in Krita Chanda. The Ganga mantra, Dashahara Ganga mantra, flows in Krita Chanda. Or 20 syllable mantra. Once you have the 20 syllable mantra, you can pray to Parashara and he will guide you properly. Don't you think it is important to have that? Do you understand the hidden meaning? Now, without a proper guru, what will you say? That one day Parashara and Maitreya were there. Maitreya folded his hands and gave this some flower and Parashara teach me Hora Shastra. But if you have a guru, he will tell you. No, it is hidden over there.
And there have to be three. Om.
So now, what is the mantra? The mantra is in here. Now, there are two things. If you observe, if you count these two mantras, there are two mantras over here. One is a japa mantra, you know, japa chanting. And one is a prayer for offering. Now, will you say this mantra with me? And you must do the visarga properly. I will say each word. Do not disturb me in the middle. After I say it, you have to say it. Word, okay? Om.
Om.
Namah.
Namah.
Muni Shreshthaya.
Muni Shreshthaya.
Trikaladhyaya.
Trikaladhyaya.
Parasharaya.
Parasharaya.
Swaha.
Swaha.
Om.
Om.
Namah.
Namah.
Muni Shreshthaya.
Muni Shreshthaya.
Trikaladhyaya.
Trikaladhyaya.
Parasharaya.
Parasharaya.
Swaha.
Swaha.
Third time. Om.
Om.
Namah.
Namah.
Muni Shreshthaya.
Muni Shreshthaya.
Trikaladhyaya.
Trikaladhyaya.
Parasharaya.
Parasharaya.
Swaha.
Swaha.
This is the mantra which you will light a lamp. You have to light a lamp for it. That is minimum. Minimum is when you are doing puja, you have to light the lamp. You cannot do puja for Rishi without lighting a lamp. All Rishis have knowledge. A lamp is symbolic of knowledge. When you light a lamp and do that is all I want. All I want is light a lamp and do the mantra. I am traveling in Bhimtar, I don't have lamp. Light a candle. Candle is there, ask them to get you a candle. Do not do this swaha mantra without. Light the candle and then say swaha three times. This swaha mantra. That's all I want, three times. After that, this mantra is for japa. Now, it is between you and the rishi. My job is to initiate you. After that, it is between you and him. I become third party. Some of you will be grateful, some of you will not. That is okay. It is not my bother. Again, careful, huh? Om.
Om.
Namah.
Namah.
Muni Shreshthaya.
Muni Shreshthaya.
Trikaladhyaya.
Trikaladhyaya.
Parasharaya.
Parasharaya.
Vaushat.
Vaushat.
Om.
Om.
Namah.
Namah.
Muni Shreshthaya.
Muni Shreshthaya.
Trikaladhyaya.
Trikaladhyaya.
Parasharaya.
Parasharaya.
Vaushat.
Vaushat.
Om Namah.
Om
Namah. See, I am breaking the chandas. This is how you will decide. Om Namah.
Om Namah.
Muni Shreshthaya.
Muni Shreshthaya.
Trikaladhyaya.
Trikaladhyaya.
Parasharaya.
Parasharaya.
Vaushat.
Vaushat.
Welcome to Parashara Jyotish course. You see the beauty of the tradition. How the Krita. Now, how will we remember? We can forget 500 years from now. 1000, this is 5000 year old. 1000 years from now we can forget. But somebody you will teach, you will also remember that look, it is a Krita Chandas. The Anjali is being given in Krita Chandas. It has to be 20 syllable. Has to be 20. If it is not 20, it is not Krita Chandas. And that means this mantra. And the three words are also there. Muni Shreshtham, Tri Kalagyam, Parasharam. See, all the three words are there. Atha Ekada, Om. And Krita Chandas must have Namah and a Sesha. There are two heads to this. One is the Namah head and that is Poshat. For Saraswati and for Rishis. Later you must learn what is these words. There is this Swaha over here. There is this Vaushat you have over here. There is this Namah over here, you see. And there is Vashat which is different from Vaushat. These things you will learn later. And you must learn and read more and get this knowledge which is so beautiful, you know. It is so beautiful. Vedanga Jyotish. Now you see the, if you see, this is the first line. Right? From the first shloka, we got the mantra. Clear? Kritanjali. It ends in Kritanjali. The opening shloka. So therefore, the opening shloka of Brihat Parashara Hora Shastra is a Krita Chandamantra. With the prayer to Parashara, with the prayer to Rishi, it is like a Rishi Vinyasa. And then we go next. Now see the next line. What is the next line? In the next line he uses the word Bhagavan Param Param Punyam Guhyam Vedanga Uttamam. Bhagavan, the word Bhagavana. Bha-ga-va-a-na. Bha is Bhumi or earth. Ga is Gagana, Akash Tattva. Va is Vayu Tattva. A is Agni Tattva and Na is Nar or Jala Tattva. So Pancha Tattva, the name Bhagavan, it has got five Tattvas in it. Whenever you use the word Bhagavan, all the five Tattvas are pacified. Did you understand this? Very interesting, huh? So Bhagavan is having five Tattvas. So any mantra, there is something called Bhagavat Mantra. Bhagavan or Bhagavat Mantra. Om, the system is like this. There has to be Om in the beginning. Namo Bhagavate. Let it, okay? So, Om Namo Bhagavate. Say that. Om Namo Bhagavate.
Om
Namo
Bhagavate.
So, that is standard. So what he is telling us, that after doing worshipping the Rishi, that is, Rishi is the Guru. You have to worship the Guru. How you get the knowledge without the Guru? You have to worship Parashara first. Always the Guru is worshipped first. You must worship Parashara first. And that is what they have done. If you see, the first line, he worships the Guru, Parashara. After that, then we are now worshipping others. And we have to worship them with the Om Namo Bhagavate mantra. What is the pattern? Om Namo Bhagavate. Can you tell me some Bhagavat mantras? Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Purushottamaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Akuparaya. I just taught you that. Om Namo Bhagavate Trivikramaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Dadivamanaya. Bhagavate, so long as you are Pancha Tattva, let there be no flaws. Let there be no flaws. I don't want to come back again because of some mistake I made. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudeva. Let all the lights be auspicious. All the eight directions will become auspicious. All the lights will become auspicious. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudeva. The highest one. Ashta Vashava will be covering. And the source of those lights is again Bhagavan. The rest you can read over here. I have taken an hour extra. Is it okay?
He's taken more.
Done.
Judgment pages.
Pardon?
Yes, the mantra pages.
I don't have the book. I gave all the books.
No, pages are
not there. Nobody can give better answers.
Second batch.
Yes, I am Pisces Lagna. Nobody can escape me. Pages. I think whenever you are looking for a page, ask him. His eyes are the fastest.
No, sir.
Basically, what has happened, this compilation was done for the second batch. First batch had it in individual booklets, and when it was done for the second batch, it was mixed up. And that same, you know, PDF was given to the printer.
In other words, we do not have.
No.
It's there, but it's not.
Very much there.
It's very much there.
And you have to find it. Which means you have to read all the
It's only the initiation and the planet part that has got mixed up. The rest is all in order.